Theology in the front, application in the back. Okay, that was a silly intro. Please don't unsubscribe, but you know you liked it. Here's why I did it. If you read Paul's letters, most of them have a general flow that they follow. Theology in the front, application in the back. In other words, most of his letters start by discussing doctrine, theological truth, and then pivot to practical matters, life application. The best example of this is Romans. Romans has 16 chapters and takes about 35 minutes to read. The first 11 chapters are very theology heavy, and then he pivots the last 5 chapters to being very application heavy. Romans 12:1 starts this way. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Other translations start this verse with therefore. Whether it's therefore or and so in your translation, what Paul is saying here is that in light of all the things that we believe, here's what we do. This pattern is in most of Paul's letters. Here's a visual breakdown of those other letters. You'll see that most of them follow this general pattern, with the exceptions being Galatians, which is pretty much all theology, 1 Corinthians, which goes back and forth between theology and application a lot, and then Philemon and Titus, which are pretty much all application. That's about 70% of Paul's letters that follow this pattern. Why? Why does Paul use this particular pattern? It's because of this universal truth. What we believe, what we truly believe, determines what we do. Our beliefs determine our behavior. Our doctrine determines our doing. Our convictions determine our conduct. And that's all the alliteration I have. If you can think of another one, drop it in the comments below. But this goes well beyond the Bible and Christians. You see, coaches have a belief that a certain style of play is most effective, and that's how they lead their team. National leaders, like presidents, have philosophies that are often called doctrines, like the Monroe Doctrine, the Truman Doctrine, the Eisenhower Doctrine, the Kennedy Doctrine. You get the point. All of these doctrines determine how they conducted their foreign policy. But it's not just leaders like coaches or presidents, it's everyone. What you genuinely believe, that guides your decision making. That's why we have theology in the front and application in the back, because beliefs determine behavior. So when you read Paul's letters, you can make connections between theological truth that he's teaching and then life application that he's offering. For instance, in Philippians, one of Paul's letters, Paul writes a beautiful theological truth in chapter 2 about how the attitude of Christ is humility. Then he pivots to teach us how humility leads us to obey God, to live pure lives, and to sacrifice ourselves for others. Beliefs determine behavior. So when you're reading the scripture, always connect theology to the command. Why do we not murder? Not simply because God says that it's wrong. It's wrong because God says life is sacred and we are created in his image. Murder destroys this. Why do we not steal? Not simply because God says it's wrong. It's wrong because God commands us to love and to look after each other. Stealing's the opposite of that. Why do we not commit adultery? Not simply because God says it's wrong. It's wrong because God ordained marriage to be between one man and one woman for life. Beliefs determine behavior. Doctrine determines doing. Conviction determines conduct. That's why theology is in the front and application is in the back. Hey, I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you please consider sharing it and be sure to subscribe so that you can catch the next video when it comes out. A huge thanks to channel sponsor LifeWord. You can find out more about them and some great content that they offer at lifeword.org. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.